This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health and Nutrition Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are visiting with Dr. Mary Pritchard, owner of Embody Heart and Mind. She helps people heal from the diet mentality. Dr. Pritchard, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Good morning.
Good morning to you. So, first of all, let's start with this question. What causes food cravings? I guess I could give you a list of a few that I crave too often.
I think most of us experience the same type of thing. So there are actually a variety of reasons we crave different foods. Some of them are biological, although those tend to be a little bit more rare. So, you know, if you're craving protein, like a steak or something, you may actually be deficient in protein. But for the most part, our cravings are psychological in nature. So we want a certain taste, like sweet or spicy and salty or pungent. Sometimes we just seek comfort after having a really bad day. But regardless, there's a reason for your craving. So your cravings are actually your body's way of telling you that you need something. So your body's screaming loud and clear. The trick, though, is that it may not be asking for what you think it wants. Namely, it may not be asking for the food that you're craving.
Now, Dr. Pritchard, if I crave a food, does it mean that my body really needs that food?
You know, Eric, unfortunately, probably not. So there's actually a portion of our brain for the, you know, neuroscience people out there. It's the paraventricular hypothalamus. If you're not into the brain, don't worry about it. But anyway, that part of our brain tells us which foods we need, and it has been blamed for many of our cravings. But actually, what we're beginning to understand from the research is that food cravings may be similar in strength to an addict's craving for a drug. So that, now that doesn't mean, put the donut down, right? That doesn't mean that I'm saying food cravings are inevitable. What I'm saying is that there may be a reason based on biology why you're craving certain foods. But what does this mean for you? Well, it means that your body has a need for something. It may be protein. It may be love. It may be salt. Who knows? And your brain uses its memory of where you've gotten that need met before and makes you crave that thing, even if it's not necessarily what you actually need. So, for example, I'm going to use myself. If I have had a really bad day, I crave chocolate. And it stems from the fact that when I was a child, when I had a bad day, my mom would take me out and we'd get chocolate cake or chocolate mousse or chocolate something. And so psychologically, I've got this trigger. Stress equals I need chocolate. Now, that's actually not going to solve my problem, unfortunately. Chocolate's great, but it's not going to take away the stressor that's causing me to feel bad in the first place. So, you know, at the end of the day, I've had all this chocolate, and then I'm feeling guilty, and I might even have a sugar headache because I didn't balance it out with anything. And I'm still having this problem that caused me to crave the chocolate in the first place.
Well, you hit on chocolate. What foods are most commonly craved? For me, for whatever reason, a comfort food or craving is cereal. I mean, almost 24/7.
Yeah. So we tend to crave foods that comforted us as a child. And so it's going to vary for different people. For me, it's chocolate. For my husband, it's macaroni and cheese. So high-fat foods, high-carb foods, sweet foods. Usually the foods that we crave are kind of all of the above. Now, yours is kind of interesting because cereal generally is not a high-fat food. High carbs, and depending on the kind of cereal, maybe high sugar. But it's usually something in the high-carb, high-fat combo that comforted us as a child that we seek anytime we're having a bad day.
Very interesting. Today we are visiting with Dr. Mary Pritchard, owner of Embody Heart and Mind. She helps people heal from the diet mentality here on eHealth Radio's Health and Nutrition Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. When do food cravings usually strike?
You know, usually it strikes in the afternoon or in the evening. And again, it's the idea that either, you know, if you're a chronic dieter, that you haven't been eating enough during the day, And so right around 3 p.m., your body kind of rebels, and it's like, hey, I need some energy here, and it's going to make you crave usually high-carb, high-sugar foods because those are fast-acting. The other being in the evening. And so if you've had a bad day, you know, you've gotten home from work, and that's when your cravings strike. It's usually emotional in nature, so it's a stress-related craving.
And how does one deal with those cravings that come about?
You know, well, it depends on what you're craving and why you're craving it. So most of us crave for emotional reasons or psychologically based cravings, stress-related cravings, emotion-based cravings. So really, like with me and my chocolate, the key is to cope appropriately. So when I'm reaching for my favorite comfort food, what I really need to ask is, why do I want this food? Maybe it is because I just want some chocolate. You know, certainly that's fine. But 9 times out of 10, it's probably because I got in a fight with my spouse, or I'm stressed out, or whatever the reason may be. And the chocolate is not actually going to help either of those situations. So learning to cope appropriately with whatever your emotion that you're experiencing is the first key. The second would be along the lines of kind of watching what you're eating during the day. So first of all, a lot of us don't drink enough water, and a lot of us confuse hunger and thirst. And so, you know, if it's the afternoon or the evening and your cravings have come about, first thing I would ask yourself after you say, why are you craving this, is, well, have I had enough to drink today? Because you may be actually dehydrated. And going along with that, we need to eat a healthy diet. So if your body is getting nutrients that it needs, it's going to be, if it's a physiologically based craving, you're going to be less likely to actually crave a food if you're giving your body what it needs to begin with. So, you know, the key is really, you know, make sure you're eating regularly, avoiding junk foods just because they're there, you know, because you think you should be eating them, and just really kind of getting in touch with your emotions and making sure that when you're craving something, you've really kind of asked yourself, why am I craving this right now? And 9 times out of 10, it's probably not because you actually need that food. It's because you want something else.
So what would you think about those that just feel like they need to go to the local Starbucks, Seattle's Best, or whatever, every single morning for that cup of Java? Where does that fall in? Is that a craving or?
That is a craving. And it's likely psychological in nature. So caffeine is a funny beast. It is, it's physiologically addictive, and many of us have learned over time to start our day with a bolt of caffeine. The same thing is true actually for the afternoon craving. Sometimes people crave, some caffeine and it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The unfortunate side effect of caffeine is that it interferes with our sleep-wake cycle. So it makes it harder for us to sleep. And so then the next morning, we just want the caffeine even more because we've kind of shot ourselves in the foot by not letting our body do its thing with those sleep-wake cycles. So what I usually tell people is if you got to have it, stick to a serving. And a serving is not a Starbucks, you know, grande. A serving is 8 ounces. And even Starbucks, the smallest size is about two servings. So really monitor your intake, and my suggestion is start off with something that's got a little bit less caffeine in it, like green tea.
Good stuff. Now, where can our listeners get more information and also to be in contact with you online?
You know, they can go to my website. It's www.maryepritchard.com, MaryePritchard.com. If you go to my website, you can actually sign up for my newsletter and get a free ebook on how to conquer your cravings.
That's a great opportunity. Finally, is there one thing you could leave our listeners with in form of a tip and conclusion on the topic that we've been covering today?
I sure can. You know, my tip for the day is when you crave a food, the very first thing you need to do is ask yourself if it's really that particular food you want or if it's something else. Like a hug or, you know, to talk to somebody or, you know, whatever the case may be. Check in with yourself and see what you really want in that moment.
We've been speaking with Dr. Mary Pritchard, owner of Embody Heart and Mind. She helps people heal from the diet mentality, and the website of reference once again is MaryEPritchard.com. Dr. Pritchard, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio, and come back anytime.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health and Nutrition Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.